Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2986, Creation Over Consumption, by Ali Cornish of everthrive.org. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. And without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Creation Over Consumption, by Ali Cornish of everthrive.org. Quote, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. George Bernard Shaw. When I was a child, I spent my free time building forts with my brother. We forged wood from nearby construction sites, acquired hammers and nails from the basement, and used power tools without consent. Adjacent to our dream homes, we sandwiched a small oven rack between some bricks, producing a small but effective stove where we roasted lunch meat to survive in our suburban Chicago backyard. It was 1993, and we were about 10 years old. When indoors, we drew, sculpted, painted, and cultivated various amphibious creatures in tanks scattered throughout our two-bedroom house shared with our parents and baby brother. We wrote stories, played endless games of Stratego, and were known to conduct elaborate puppet shows complete with sets, drapery, and lighting to entertain our parents during dinner. We hit puberty, and our activities no longer fully aligned. He would go off with his friends who would spend hours in the neighbor's driveway perfecting their kickflips, ollies, and riding fakie, while my best friend Julia and I played dress-up and filmed intricate scenes based on the relationship between a girl and an eccentric gypsy, complete with commercial breaks. During winter, Julia and I were also known to don full snowsuits, pack two Snickers bars each, and pretend to go ice fishing in the field behind our school. Our imaginations were at their peak. As we aged, our collective creativity trickled off, mine nearly extinguished by the time high school was over. Adolescence had a kind of sobering quality. Those years taught me that I would always be judged and that others' opinions mattered. At least, that was my reality. My creative impulses became more secretive, isolated, and tinged with guilt. I knew I should continue writing, drawing, dancing, and playing piano. I felt guilty that I wasn't. But I also felt the magnetism of adulthood and finding myself and real job. All these serious phases loomed over me, causing anxiety. Even though I wanted to grow up quickly and escape my teenage years, I also longed for a distraction. And for a teen in the late 90s, that distraction was the mall. I discovered the elation of buying, the excitement of Anthropology, which I felt was a store that truly spoke to me due to its whimsical merchandising, artfully displayed clothes, and patchouli-scented candles disguised as keepsake boxes. I didn't buy everything I saw. I was and have always been frugal and savings-oriented. However, visiting Old Orchard Mall on a Saturday afternoon was so much easier than facing the daily rigors of high school. I prefer to distract myself, losing myself instead of finding myself. Drifting in a sea of want, dazed by the anticipation of acquisition and pacified by the instant gratification of a purchase. Most people find it much easier to consume rather than create. Creativity takes time, patience, and space to be inspired. Oftentimes, creativity necessitates isolation from our busy lives. None of these things come easily as life can overwhelm us with increased responsibility. We long to revert to our childhood, a place of playful creativity, and eschew the anxieties of the present. Instead of accepting the challenge to create or cultivate some aspect of life, we often find escape in our phones. We scroll through our news feeds and live vicariously through other people's lives. We switch to Instagram, where we absorb what has been labeled digital crack by the minimalists Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus in one of their earlier podcasts. Succumbing to the anxiety produced by life's challenges, we pacify ourselves with various outlets of instant gratification. We do this at work, while commuting, or waiting in line for coffee. Instead of connecting with ourselves, our tasks, and other people, we hide behind instant gratification. Instant gratification is just that, instant, ephemeral, fleeting. Distracting ourselves doesn't help us to be better people and only leads us away from our true selves and our goals in life. Instead of purchasing needless items, we can take account of the material possessions we already own. Instead of heeding the notifications of our devices, we can connect with those around us. It takes some effort, but it is very possible to access the creative impulses of our childhood. When we understand the goals of creating and adding value to our lives, we will be able to focus on what will make us better people. We can find the strength to grow with each experience and moment and to contribute to the world around us. When we find value in our lives, not our possessions or our distractions, we can add value to the world. When we create or cultivate meaningfully, we thrive. You just listened to the post titled Creation Over Consumption by Allie Cornish of everthrive.org. Thank you to Allie. Something to consider, especially during weekends like this, if you're listening in real time, how much we're creating versus how much we're consuming. Personally, I'm in a position where my job is to create a lot, hoping to create something of value for you to listen to every day. And by the time that's done for the day, it's hard to be motivated to create some more. So I consciously choose to consume and consume some more, even if it's consuming lunch while consuming some TV. I'm fine with that because my creativity comes out mostly in business form, and I like that. For you can be very different, but it's important to think about that ratio. Are you in a place where you're happy with how much you consume versus how much you create? So something to think about this weekend. Thank you for listening every day. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.